An American punk drummer has become the unlikely historian of the Armenian community in Aleppo, Syria, and he's recently released a recording of their religious music, even as the city is crumbling during Syria's ongoing civil war. NPR's Anastasia Siulkas has more.
Jason Hamburger doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would be drawn to a place like Syria.
I am the son of a Southern Baptist minister. I was born in Texas. I have no cultural ties or blood ties whatsoever to the Middle East or to the populations that inhabit the Middle East.
Back in the early 2000s, Hamburger was a punk drummer in Washington, D.C., playing in several hardcore bands. A little musical competition between friends changed the direction of his whole life.
We each challenged ourselves, saying, each person has to find something online that we could write music to and report back to each other. So a couple days later, a friend of mine calls and said, hey, I found this really amazing chant from Serbia that you should check out. And I completely misunderstood him and thought he said Syria.
Hamburger wasn't a trained musicologist or photographer, but beginning in 2006, he made several trips to Syria, taking photos and recording music he found along the way. He documented many of the country's diverse minority communities, including Jews, Sufi Muslims, and several different Christian denominations. He's been releasing those recordings one by one on his own label. His most recent release is an album that Hamburger made at a 15th century Armenian church in Aleppo. It's just one priest, Yeznik Zikshanian, chanting.
It's the famed 40 Martyrs Church, and it's the actual voice inside the church is what really makes the album so special. The songs are common songs. It can be heard throughout the liturgical year. There's nothing rare about the songs.
But the church and its surroundings are another matter. The Armenian neighborhood of Jedede was a place where everybody went before the war.
It's really windy back alleys, and it opens up on this really amazing square that's lined with restaurants and trees.
It was always one of those magical places where you had multiple communities living together. From neighborhood to neighborhood, you could switch languages from Armenian to Kurdish to Turkish to Arabic.
That's Elise Semerjan, an historian of Syria at Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington. She comes from an Armenian family from Aleppo. She says that this city became important many centuries ago because of Armenia's Christian heritage.
You know, Aleppo was always situated along a pilgrimage route to Jerusalem.
Semerjan says the city became even more of a refuge to Armenians after 1915, when up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed or deported from the Ottoman Empire.
When the Armenian genocide took place in 1915, Aleppo was one of the major deportation routes for Armenians on these, what were in effect, death marches that people were very lucky to survive, if they survived them at all. They ended up, many of them, in Aleppo.
Father Yeznik Zikshanian was born in Aleppo. He was first recorded by Jason Hamburger in 2006. Hamburger returned 4 years later to try to record him again, but a deacon refused to even let him speak to Father Zikshanian until the priest himself happened to walk by, and Hamburger chased after him.
It's like, I don't know if you remember me. I met you in 2006. I would love to record a record with you inside the church. He's like, okay. I was like, oh, that's great. And then he just started walking into the church. I was like, wait, no, not now. I don't have my stuff. He's like, yes. I was like, yes, you'll do it? Or yes to later? It's like, okay, let me go get my equipment.
I saw Sinan Ma Yevyev Na Vorkeza Medik.
That recording, made totally on the fly, became an important historical document of an Aleppo that is nearly gone. In April of this year, the Church of 40 Martyrs was bombed.
At first, it seemed that the church and everything related to the church was completely destroyed. Fortunately, it turned out to just be the courtyard and complex related to the church.
Hamaker hasn't been able to contact Father Zeshanian in the past couple of years. And he hasn't been able to go back to Syria because of the war. But he says that's made his work all the more urgent.
Major portions of the iconic symbolism of that city has been wrecked and destroyed. The importance to continue at least the memory of these places is to keep the arts going. That's my attempt, you know, that's my contribution, is trying to represent these communities in a way that is informational, respectful, artistic, and honorable.
And in the meantime, Hamaker is eager to share what he's collected. He's working on a book of photos from Aleppo and says he'll be releasing an album a year of music from Syria as long as he's got material. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.